The school reopening indicator is based on three key public health metrics. First, the percent of coronavirus test results coming back positive, known as the positivity rate. Second, how long it takes for the number of cases to double, known as the doubling time. And third, if the number of cases has been on a continuous decline for 2 weeks. Bexar County is currently in the high-risk red zone, with a positivity rate around 13% and case numbers that continue to rise and fall daily like a yo-yo. At a virtual town hall 2 days before she issued the new directive, Bexar County Health Authority Dr. June DeWu said it was safe in both the red and yellow zones to bring in a limited number of children with less than 6 per class.
I would not ask anybody to go into a situation that I would not myself go into. I think there are ways to lower the risk. It's not going to be zero risk, but I think there's a way to lower the risk to where it's this similar to the risk that you would experience going shopping.
But by the time the health directive was issued, Wu had changed her mind and said districts should keep learning 100% remote as long as we stay in the red. The new health directive says small groups of 6 students or less can come in person once we reach the yellow zone, about halfway between our current high-risk level and the low-risk green zone. Wu says special education students should get first priority for face-to-face instruction during the yellow zone because their disabilities make virtual learning difficult and sometimes impossible.
I mean, it's a right just on its own, but then behind it, that it's a right that's backed by the law. There's a legal requirement that there's equal access to education for students with special needs.
Although teachers would be in the classroom for a lot longer than the hour or so it takes to go to the store, and even those students with disabilities often need a lot of hands-on support that requires staff to be a lot closer than 6 feet, Wu says it's still possible for districts to keep their employees pretty safe.
We've got this down. We do not see our healthcare workers very commonly getting infected. The standard that we use in hospital settings is if the other person is not wearing a mask, but you have a mask and eye protection, then you are protected.
MetroHealth doesn't fully recommend in-person instruction until we reach the low-risk green zone. Even then, Dr. Wu says older children and adults should stay 6 feet apart and wear masks. In order to reach the green zone, we need a positivity rate of no more than 5% and 2 weeks of continuous decline in the number of cases. We've already reached the goal of a doubling rate longer than 18 days. A 5% positivity rate is the same benchmark the World Health Organization says communities should reach before reopening.
We're in the red zone. That means no schools opening in-person schooling.
That's San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg at the coronavirus briefing the night the new health directive was released. Nuremberg confirmed that it replaces Wu's original order, which closed all Bexar County schools to in-person learning through Labor Day.
Let me be clear that the local public health authority can't order a school to be closed, but we are working with our school districts to make sure that they're operating in a safe way. So that's what these recommendations and directives are about.
It follows a week of confusing back and forth messages from state officials that left districts wondering if they could lose funding if local health authorities ordered blanket countywide school closures. Governor Greg Abbott now says schools can get a waiver to stay virtual longer than the 8 weeks currently allowed under the latest rules from the Texas Education Agency. So far, most school systems based in Bexar County seem to be committed to following both MetroHealth's original order and its new recommendations. If they do, Wu says that gives her more time to learn from other districts and cities that are being less cautious.
We already see other communities jumping in to be the guinea pigs. So all we have to do is stay on the sidelines and watch. And we're going to know a lot in 1 month, 2 months, and then we can stop speculating.
But when San Antonio schools do open, MetroHealth is expecting coronavirus cases to follow. The new directive requires districts to report the number of infections and absences to MetroHealth weekly and post them online. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.